Yo, what's up, guys? Here today to do my stress test, test the endurance of your muscles, how much oxygen flow you get to your body with just breathing in and out through your mouth without your nose. So here we go. I'm gonna check it out.
VO2 test just allows the team to see where you at. You know, your body reading, physically where you at. You know, are your muscles getting the right oxygen to them in time of stress and tension? The team like to do that to evaluate their players, see where they at, you know what I mean? Make sure your body's healthy from a long off season, and make sure you're ready to go. As OTAs and minicamp start, you know, the organization want to make sure all the guys who's enrolled are healthy and able to go the distance.
When they get to that max effort, the number that we get gives us an indication of how efficient their body is at taking oxygen to the muscles that need it. And so the more efficient he is, the more oxygen he can take up with his breath, with his breathing, and then subsequently that oxygen will get transferred to his muscles via the blood.
Good job, man. Turner, keep digging, keep digging, keep digging. 5 seconds left. There you go. All right, straddle the treadmill.
And I just completed my test, got a 51, pretty excellent score. So my body's functioning pretty good. Felt like I could have gave it a little more, you know. You're never at your best. Every day you could give more and more. So I feel like I could have gave it a little bit more. Now it's time for me to be a dad. Here we go. Hey, there you are. Okay, we're here at the Jewish Community Center, where my son attends school. You had a good day today? You ready to go? You on the camera? You want to tell them how you feeling? Tell them what you did today.
I take the nap. I color. I draw a house. I made a roof.
How many rooms you made?
One. I went to the gym.
What you did at the gym? You working on your speed? Let me see your high knees for the camera.
My son, he's an amazing, fun kid, a 5-year-old kid who probably has everything, but he's really humble. He really naturally athletic. He loves to laugh and smile. You know, he look up to me, and just being there, the long way with his upbringing in the midst of all I got going, and make sure he's first priority is always special to me. My daughter is really special too. She's really like a mother. She really serves my son. Really is a leader for her being so young. And she's beautiful and mean a lot to me. She actually run track at 5 years old and could really run amazingly.
Go, Naya, go! Go, Naya, go! Hey, Naya,
I don't know, it's from me. But she can run for 5 years old. But my kids are what I'm all about. You know, they come first and foremost. You know, it's always great to gather everyone at the table for dinner. You know, my kids have long days. I myself have long days. My brother have long days. And when we get together for a family time and to coordinate a meal, it's always great.
Tomorrow's my little bro's birthday. Shout out to my little bro, Des Brown 30 on Twitter. Just earned a scholarship to Pitt. You know, his birthday tomorrow, he turned 23. I'm really proud of him. It's a 3.5 student you're looking at. And, you know, wanted to give him a gift tonight, you know, something that he don't even know. You know, here it is right here. Title to a new car. You just got him a 2010 Wrangler Jeep. So when y'all see that black Jeep, y'all know it's not mine. It's officially gifted. I'ma sign it, seal it, hand it over to him right now for a happy birthday.
I had a chance to give him a new car, and what a better place to do it than my house at the dinner table unexpectedly. So it's Antonio Brown of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chest up, eyes up, prayed up. And that was Dan Alike.